On today's episode of Podcasting Q&A, we're going to show you how to find the perfect niche for your podcast. Many of us began our podcast really wanting to appeal to the masses, right? Whether it was a podcast about hobbies or sports or our love for animals, we just wanted to get as many downloads as possible. However, that kind of thinking can be a little bit counterintuitive. When you try to appeal to everyone, sometimes you end up appealing to no one in particular. So in today's episode, we are going to help you niche down so that you can get your podcast to connect to the right people. All right, a couple of warnings. The first is don't over niche down. So we don't want you to mop yourself into a niched corner by picking a topic that is so narrow, only like 5 people would be interested in it. Instead, what we encourage you to do while you're walking through this process of niching down is to think about your topic and to consider if you can come up with at least 50 topic episodes. If you can't, you're mopping yourself into a corner. If you can, you probably got a solid start to a pretty solid podcast. So how does one niche down? You can niche down a couple of ways. The first way is by topic. And in this case, you would take a topic, let's say anime. And if you were thinking about having an anime podcast, well, that's really broad. Instead, we'd like you to kind of figure out how to make that a little bit more focused, right? So maybe we're not just talking about anime. We'll talk about anime from a particular decade, or maybe even going from anime to a specific anime show. This is a way that you can niche down by topic exclusively. Another way that you can niche down is by demographic. And demographics are usually made up of things like the state that you live in, your gender, it could be your occupation. It's just a box that you check. And so you can have a podcast about startups, for example. And if you were hoping to niche that down, you could talk about startups that are run by women, or you could talk about startups that were based in California. So that helps you kind of understand like, oh, this is very general, but these are the two directions that I could take it in so it would be more focused and actually aim and appeal to completely different people groups. Another way that you can niche down is by goal. So you're surrounding this podcast around a journey towards an accomplishment. So we could talk about people that are wanting to go from being couch potatoes to running a 5K, or people that are trying to become a millionaire by 30. We're talking about this one goal that people are journeying towards, and that helps us kind of focus in. The next way that you can niche down is by association. So think about any kind of affiliations, hobbies that you have. You can create a niche out of that. So instead of having a parenting podcast, you could have a girl dad's parenting podcast. Instead of having a podcast about cars, you can have a Ferrari enthusiast podcast. So this just helps you filter down the types of conversations that you're going to have. It may not be this worldwide parenting about all the topics that parents could ever think about, listen to, and imagine. It might be a little bit more specific to dads who parent girls and how they take them to sporting events or how they deal with bullying as fathers of daughters. So it's just a little bit of a different angle, but it also kind of opens up the world to help you know who's a good fit for a guest, what kind of topics would be great, and what kind of topics your audience would also be interested in. So once you've figured out your podcast niche, you then need to figure out what is going to be the best podcast category for Apple Podcasts. So we have an entire video over here about how to pick the right podcast category. So you should definitely check that out. We hope this video was helpful. And as always, keep podcasting.